Then I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner's fears of being imprisoned as jewel thieves suddenly disappeared Friday when Mr. Devereaux, the owner of the diamonds, called at the store for his lost jewels. However, they had a difficult time explaining this to the county sheriff, whom they had previously called to confess the crime. Even though they knew they were innocent, they believed that confessing to the sheriff would get them off easier than facing Mr. Devereaux and the state police. As we look in on the little community today, we find two very relieved old fellows, once again attending to the duties of their combined bank and jot'em down store. Listen.
Yeah, see here. Put down three and carry one.
Huh?
I weren't talking to you. I'm working on these books here. I just said put down three and carry one.
Oh, that put down three and carry one business sounds like a dog with a thorn in his foot, Lum. Put down three and carry one.
There's a thorn in my side of these books, all right.
Thorn in your side?
I mean, these books is a thorn in my side. Oh. Bad enough all the time, but last week I was so worried over that jewel business and never paid no attention to them. Now I can't get them to balance at all.
Did you put down that $10 we had to give the sheriff?
Yeah, I got that here. Fact is, I got it twice, and it still don't balance.
Well, I never did understand why that sheriff fined us $10.
I never blamed him much. We got off pretty light at that.
We did, huh?
Well, sure. Called him out here all the way from the county seat to arrest us for stealing some diamonds, and after he got out here, I had to tell him there weren't nothing to it.
Yeah, but he charged us $10 for disturbing the peace, Lum. We weren't disturbing nothing.
Well, I think we disturbed him all right. He was right in the middle of a checker game when we called him out here.
Yeah, well, he was kind of mad. Ain't no doubt about that.
To be honest, I was proud to pay him that $10. Sounded awful little after worrying around here for days about going to the penitentiary.
Yeah.
But that still ain't getting these bank books balanced.
Well, why don't you just let them go, Lum? That bank ain't been nothing but worry ever since we opened it up. I wish we'd close it myself.
Close it?
Well, we ain't making no money out of it, Lum. Takes up all your time working on the books and tending to it. Just close her up and forget about it.
Abner, that's an awful thing to say to a bank president, wanting him to close his bank. Especially a feller like me that's got banking in his blood. That's just like taking an old engineer and throwing him off his train.
Who?
Any old-timer that's been running an engine for years and just all of a sudden throw him off.
Oh, that must be old Cannonball Ferguson.
Cannonball Ferguson?
Yeah, he's an old-timer. Been engineering out of the county seat for about 40 years. And they throwed him off, huh?
I never said they throwed him off.
Well, they must have, Lum. Shaved him or something. Long as he's been riding them engines, I don't believe he'd just deliberate jump off.
Abner,
Did it hurt him?
I ain't talking about Cannonball Ferguson.
Oh. Well, that's about the only one I know in there. All right, wait a minute. Now, there's another fella I know, too, if I can just call his name. It ain't Frank Crawford. He runs a store. You know where his place is. Frank's right up there at the end of D Queen Street.
I know where his store's at.
His woman helps him there in the store.
Well, what's he got to do with it?
Oh, he looks after the buying, I think. Of course, she does most of the work.
I mean, what's he got to do with working on a railroad?
I don't know. This is the first I've heard of it. He might have sold a store for all I know.
You started out here talking about closing up the bank.
Yeah, and then you got to talking about Frank Crawford jumping off an engine.
I never said nothing about him jumping off.
Well, getting towed off or something.
I just said me closing up the bank would be just like taking an old engineer off of his train.
Oh, well, that ain't so bad, just taking him off. I still don't see, though, why us closing up the bank would have anything to do with the railroad.
I just used that for example. It'd be just like an old fire horse if we closed up this bank.
Fire horse?
Yeah, you know how they are. Take them off of a fire wagon, and the rest of their life, every time they hear a fire bell, they want to start running.
Well, if that's all that's holding you back, Lum, we can close up long enough for you to go to the fars.
I don't want to go to the fars.
Oh, just want to run, huh?
I say a fire horse wants to run when he hears a fire bell, and an engineer wants to run his engine, and I want to run a bank.
Yeah, yeah, that's the best way. Everybody to his own trade. I've always said that.
Whilst we ain't made no lot of money out of the bank, it takes a right smart while to get a business this big on a paying base. We got that stolen jewel business straightened out now, and I can spend more time at it.
Well, you put in the whole morning balancing them books, Lum.
I know it. I've got to get these books balanced before we can tell where we're at.
Well, that's one thing I like about the store. Don't have no book balancing to do. All you got to do is just look in the cash drawer to see where you're doing any business or not.
I must be making a mistake here, Summers, in these figures. Here, Abner, take this stack of checks here and call them out to me, and I'll check this list here.
Call what now?
The name signed to the check and how much they wrote for.
Oh, yeah. Cedric Wee Hunt, 5 cents.
Check.
Cedric Wee Hunt, 5 cents.
Check.
Cedric Wee Hunt, 10 cents.
Check.
Cedric Wee Hunt, 5 cents.
Check.
Doggy, that Cedric's about the only one that writes any checks, ain't he?
Yeah, he's our best customer. Ain't no doubt about that.
Cedric Wee Hunt, 5 cents.
Check.
Cedric Wee Hunt, 5 cents.
Check.
Mr. C. Wee Hunt, 10 cents.
Check.
When did he start signing his name that away?
Oh, he just does that when he's with Clarabelle Seastrong. Showing off. Thinks that Mr. business sounds important.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Cedric Wee Hunt, 5 cents.
Check.
Cedric Wee Hunt, 5 cents.
Check.
Is Cedric the only one we got any checks on?
No, there's some more in there. Widder Abernethy's got one in there somewhere. Big one. 50 cents.
Well, Cedric Wee Hunt, 5 cents.
Check.
Mr. C. Wee Hunt, 5 cents.
Check. Clarabelle.
Cedric Wee Hunt, 5 cents.
Check.
This is getting monopolous. Cedric Wee Hunt, 5 cents.
Check.
Cedric Wee Hunt, 5 cents.
Check.
Cedric Wee Hunt,
wait,
5 cents.
I believe that's our ring, Abner.
Well, good.
Blame phone always interrupting about him.
Doggies.
Good minds to have it took out. Third time it's rung today. Hello, jot 'em down, store and Pine Ridge United Bank talking.
See, and this by the banking business.
How's that? Yeah, this is him talking. Who? Oh, well, how do you do, sir? Yes, sir, I saw you there at the bank. It's Mr. Finks, vice president of the bank in there at the county seat.
Oh.
How's that, sir?
Don't talk as long as he looks.
Oh, yeah, we've been running for, couple of weeks now. Yeah, a regular bank. Take deposits and loan out money and everything. Well, I'm in charge, I reckon. I'm the president and cashier. When? Well, I reckon so. I'm awful busy right now figuring up collaterals and debits and liables and interest and stuff like that.
Wish I could use any big words like mine.
The whole board of directors is going to be there, huh?
Does know the bank.
What time was it? I reckon I can make it. Yes, sir. All right, sir. Thank you for calling. Goodbye. My grannies, how do you like that now?
What?
The Union Bank in there at the county seat's having a board of directors meeting tomorrow and want me to be there.
Want you to be there?
Yes, sir. That's what he said.
Well, reckon what he wants you in there for.
Well, I don't know. He's asked me all about our bank we started out here. I reckon the competition's getting a little too much for him. Got him worried.
Good for us.
They might want to merge with us, you know it?
Merge?
Yeah, go in partnerships with us.
You mean we'd own part of that big bank in there?
Yeah, or buy us out one. I told you we'd make some money out of this bank. Yeah, they'll more than likely make this in a branch out here and want me to be president of both of them.
Is that what he said?
Well, no, he never come right out and said it, but I know in reason they got something like that in mind.
Yeah.
Said they'd heard about us starting a bank out here.
Well, will you have to move into the county seat, Lum?
Well, I hadn't thought about it. I reckon I will. I hate to leave Pine Ridge, but a body can't let sentiment stand in the way of success. And he's president of the Union Bank. Yeah, more than likely they'll want me to straighten out some things out for them.
Yeah, well, reckon how much they'll pay you, Lom.
Well, I don't know, but I ain't going to take their first offer, I'll tell you that.
You ain't, huh?
Now, if they want our bank, in my knowledge, they've got to pay for it. They offer me $10,000, I'll hold out for $20,000.
That's a time.
Offer me $50,000, I'll hold out for $100,000.
Hooray for you.
Now, Grannies, I might even ask them $200,000 for it.
$200,000?
Yes, sir. That's what I call making a success. Have a bank a little over 2 weeks and make $200,000 clear profits.
For the land sakes.
Or do you think I ought to make it $300,000? Which would you ask them, $200,000 or $300,000?
Oh, I don't know, hardly not. Well, before we decide that, let's finish this up.
Finish what up?
Cedric, we hunt 5 cents.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Check.
Cedric, we hunt 5 cents.
Check.
Cedric, we hunt 5 cents. And
now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Yesterday, Lum received a call from the bank at the county seat asking him to appear at a meeting of their directors. Lum is certain that the purpose of this meeting is to suggest a merger with their Pine Ridge Bank. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store waiting for Lum to return from the county seat with all the details of the merger. Grandpappy Spears is just entering. Listen.
Well, come in, Grandpap. Come in.
Yeah, howdy, howdy, howdy.
Where you been? I ain't saw you in a week.
No. Well, me and Charity been over visiting the Medford since last Friday.
You have?
Yeah, they was having a family union and insisted on us coming.
Well, I never knowed you'd blood kin to the Medfords.
Oh, yeah. I forget just how it is now, but we're third or fourth cousins by marriage some way or other. Tom's got it figured out.
Well?
Had an uncommonly good time. Lots of vittles.
Yeah. Well, I wondered what had happened to you. I never seen you at meeting Sunday.
No. Well, we had services over there. Brother Parrish, he's kin to the outfit some way or other, and he preached.
Uh-huh.
We all sat out there in the yard, and he preached all afternoon.
Well?
One of the best out loud talkers I believe I ever sat under.
Yeah, I've heard him, yeah. He used to ride circuit through here. Again, he gets to talking about vice, workings of old Satan, as he calls it. He'll cut the dirt right out from under your feet.
Oh, yeah. He had us all sitting around there the other afternoon, squirming like we was being pestered by a wasp. He can sing, I'll say that for him. One of the stoutest voices I ever heard.
Oh, yeah. I've heard him go through 8 or 9 verses of long meter singing without appearing to get a bit scarce of breath.
Oh, yeah.
And then come in on a home stretch stout enough to make the dust fly.
Oh, yeah. He's got one of the prettiest men's altore voices I believe I ever heard.
Yeah, well, sit down, Grandpap. Sit down, sit down.
Yeah. May as well.
Hey, get on out of that chair, Geraldine. Scat. Scat now. Go on. Get on out of there. Why don't you go on back to the feed room where you belong? Them poor little kittens back there are meowing their heads off for you. Or to be ashamed laying around up here listening to what everybody's saying. Cue Rusty kill a cat, don't forget that. Huh? Now, what do I mean by that?
I don't know, Abner. You said it.
Yeah, I've heard it, Summers. Cue Rusty kill a cat, yeah.
I've heard it, too. Never did stop to figure out what they meant by it.
No.
Get the board and I'll beat you a game of checkers, Abner.
Oh, I can't do it, Grandpap. I'd love to the worst way, but Lum's liable to be back any minute. He says it don't look right for the president of the bank to be sitting around the store here playing checkers.
Well, Lum's president of the bank.
He ain't no more. I'm it now.
You are? How'd you ever get that job away from Lum?
Why, he's president in there at the Union Bank at the county seat now.
Lum is?
Yes, sirree, sir.
Well, when in the world did that take place?
Why? Well, it's taking place right now, you might say. That's where Lum's at now, in there at a board of directors meeting.
Well, I do know. And you're going to run this bank out here, huh?
Well, I think we're going to merger the banks together. That means going in partners together.
Uh-huh.
Lum thinks he'll offer him $100,000, and he's going to hold out for $200,000. That Lum's got a business head on him, ain't no doubts about that.
For the land's sakes, I never heard of so much money.
Don't get us tell you what I might do, Grandpap. I might just give you my old job of assistant cashiering. I'm going to need somebody in here to help me. The store and the bank both to run, you know.
Why, sure, you can't look after all that by yourself, Abner.
Of course, now that assistant cashiering's a pretty tough job. Yes, sir, it takes a good head. And a thorough knowledge of the banking business, too. Might take me some time to break you in.
Well, I hate to show my ignorance, Abner, but this banking's something I just don't know a thing in the world about, hardly.
Well?
Just what is the duties of the assistant cashier?
Why, well, you just have to,
I say, just what is the duties of the assistant cashier? What would I be supposed to do?
Oh, never understood you. Why, he's just supposed to, Well, to be honest, Lum ain't never let me do anything to speak of yet, Grandpap. I just sit here and look hard at everybody comes in like I don't trust them.
Huh?
Just got to sort of scowl at everybody and make them feel as uncomfort as you can while they're in the bank.
Well, I think I might be able to catch on to that pretty quick.
That way, if somebody comes in here to borrow money, why, you'll unencourage them to where they walk out without asking for it.
Yeah, sure, I see.
You can practice in front of a mirror. Just start making faces till you find one that would make a feller feel the most uncomfort, you know?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I can practice.
And there's a few little things about interest and booking keeping and such as that. I'll explain to you one of these days, quick as Lum shows me.
Well, when would you want me to start working, Abner?
Why, not till tomorrow, I don't reckon. I know quick as the meeting is over, why, Lum will come back out here, and he'll more likely spend the rest of the day here and then start to work in there in the morning.
Well, good. That'll give me a chance to go over to the place and rest up this afternoon so that I'll be ready to go to work in the morning.
Yeah, that's a good idea, good idea.
Well, I believe I'll get on over to the place then, Abner. I know my woman Charity will be tickled plumb to death to hear I got a job.
Yeah.
Special cashiering in a bank.
Assistant cashiering, Grandpap.
Yeah, assistant. That's one line of work I just never took up before.
Oh, well, it's easy as falling off a log backward. You'll catch on to it.
Yeah. What time must you want me to be down in the morning, Abner?
Well, the bank don't open till 9 o'clock, but now the assistant cashier has to look after the store, too, so you better be here around 7.
7 o'clock, huh?
Yeah.
All right, sir. Well, I'll see you in the morning, then.
All right, Grandpap. You better wear some old clothes, too. Assistant cashier has to clean out the feed room, and it's needing it awful bad. I've just neglected that thing something wonderful here in the last few days.
Wait a minute. Here's Lum coming up out there now, Abner.
Oh, he's back. Well, good. Must have made a pretty quick deal with him.
Well, congratulations, Lum. Congratulations.
Congratulations on what?
On your new job. President of the bank in there at the county seat.
Oh, that.
Come on in, Lum. I want to hear all about it.
Yeah, sorry, I can't stay in here too, Lum, but I'm in a hurry to tell Charity about my new job. I'll see you in the morning, Abner.
Yeah, all right. How much you get, Lum? $100,000 or $200,000?
Did you tell Grandpap about that?
Yeah, I'm going to let him help me out here in the Pine Ridge branch. How much did you make him pay for it, Lum? $100,000 or $200,000?
Why can't you learn to keep things to yourself, Abner, and tell everything you know? Shout it from the housetops.
I weren't up on top of the house. I was sitting right here in the store. Nobody heard it but him.
Well, he'll tell it all over town. I wish I could get one of them silent partners I've been hearing about.
Well, I never knowed it's supposed to be a secret. Well, when do you start working there, Lum?
Abner, I'm too tired to talk about it after that long trip.
Long trip? It's just 22 mile in there.
Yeah, but there's a detour there by that Barton place about a half mile long.
Oh, yeah, where the culvert's out, yeah. Well, what did the board of directors say, Lum, when you made them pay twice as much as they offered you?
Why, they... Abner, I just don't want to talk about it. I might decide not to take the job after all.
Not take it? Refuse a job as president of that bank in there?
Well, there's a lot bigger banks in the country than that. They've got banks in Fort Smith and Kansas City twice that big.
Well, yeah, I reckon there's bigger jobs, all right.
Take a little job like that might hold me back. Might stay there till I got in a rut.
Well, $200,000 a year, that ain't a bad rut to be in.
Well, it ain't the money so much. I just don't know for sure I'd like the banking business. It gets sort of monopolous, loaning money and collecting it back, loaning it and collecting it and loaning it and collecting it. Just looks like you never do get no place.
Well, we've done pretty good out here this long.
Oh, I don't know. We ain't made no money, Abner. Been a lot of work for nothing. I was just thinking a while ago, coming out, might just close it up.
Close it up?
Give everybody their money back and close her up.
Well, let's go ahead and sell it to them fellers first, Long. No use to just close up a bank. I'm going to call them up and tell them we'll take what they offered us.
No, time. You ain't now. You stay away from that phone.
Oh, now you more than likely got mad and held out for too much money. I'm going to sell this bank to them for whatever they want to give, even if it's just $50,000.
Well, wait a minute, Abner. I may as well tell you now. We ain't got no bank.
Ain't got none? What happened to it?
We never did have one. What that board of directors called me in there for this morning was to tell me that you can't open up a bank till you get a charter from the state.
Huh?
And another thing they told me, if we ain't got our signs down and our depositors' money back to them in 24 hours, they're going to report us to the State Banking Commission and have us both arrested.
Why,